Good evening, everyone. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacific National Board Finance Committee. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a listener rep from KPFA. I'm the chair of the committee. It is 8:37. I was going to say 8:36, but I've been corrected. 8:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, September 6th. Our Paul Martin is the secretary, if you would call the roll.
Okay. Actually, it's Eastern Daylight Time. Anyway, Ken
Ayers. Oh, whatever.
Jim Boyd?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Campbell Johnson? Kim Kaufman?
Here.
R. Paul Martin? Here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Barbara Whipperman?
Here.
LeVarn Williams?
Present.
Bruce Wolf?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
And Arlene is here, too.
R. Paul, will you make a note of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So our first course of business is to approve our draft agenda. It was emailed out yesterday at 4:40 p.m. I will read it out loud. Item 1, approve the draft agenda. Item 2, approve the August 16th open session minutes. Number 3, WPFW, have a brief consultation regarding the backup plan document that we are waiting. And also a brief consultation about the requirements for open and or closed session to review that item. Item 4, just a quick status update on the KPFK and PAI budgets. Item 5 is the KPFA budget, which we will hopefully approve or modify at this session. In terms of the draft agenda, I haven't assigned times because I wasn't quite clear what would be involved both with PFW and KPFA. But we will, of course, try to get the meeting concluded in less than 3 hours.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Item number 2 would be to approve the August 23rd minute.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
It would be. Any other changes to the agenda? Any objections to the amended agenda? Okay, then we'll consider the agenda approved as amended by R. Paul. And we will then move to item number 2, which is to approve the August 23rd open session minutes. They were sent out earlier today. Are there any modifications or changes?
This is Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Under the item that's titled Update on DC Budget Review, about the third line down where it says general manager and business manager of WPFW were under the impression, I'd like to amend that to under the correct impression.
Okay.
Because when you go back and review the minutes from the previous meeting, you at least it was not clear that they were supposed to have everything ready by the 23rd.
Our Paul, is the change that Bruce is making clear to you?
And I think we did discuss that at the meeting.
Okay. Does anyone else have any changes?
I would just like to clarify something about the item for the KPFA budget. The motion that was passed said that we were going to be considering the August 20th budget, and I asked before we voted that I wanted to be clear that that was not going to be limited to only discussing that budget. And that didn't get into the motion, but it was part of the discussion. So I just would like it to either be in the discussion or at least we all recognize that there is still something to talk about beyond the August 20th approved budget for KPFA.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim?
It says the committee discussed at length and in detail the proposed addition of about $300,000 in projected revenue to the KPFA draft FY12 budget proposal. Is that not sufficient?
As long as we're, yes, able to talk about that tonight. I'm addressing the motion that was made to vote on the August 20th approved budget.
Okay, this is Tracy. The intent of the motion was to clarify that the starting point will be the August 20th LSP.
And I was fine with that at the starting point.
Okay, let me finish my sentence. As approved, I think I said numerous times that we would listen to an explanation of, and I think I said it tonight via email, of reasons to dramatically up the listener support number, and we will. That is one of the reasons the business manager has been invited on the call, and we will listen to it.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like that's not a modification to the minutes. So we have one modification to the minutes by Bruce Wolf. Is there any objection to approving those minutes as amended? Okay, then we'll move ahead. The third item is our pending business with the WPFW budget. To be clear, we discussed that budget exhaustively. We asked for some contingency plans related to the extraordinary expenses that WPFW will be facing for relocating this year. This is a mandatory forced relocation as they are losing their current building in D.C. It's being demolished. So basically, we have here, I guess, the GM and the business manager from WPFW. And I'm going to give them a couple of minutes to tell us sort of where they are in that process and what the next steps are. I don't know whether the contingency plan is able to be discussed in part or in full in open session, or if we will need to do a certain portion of that in closed session. So I'd like them to address that and also sort of where they are in the process.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My sense is that an open session would be appropriate to discuss. Where, you know, the details have everything to do with where we ended up by way of our budget, and then we certainly can provide the details as to what goes into the makeup of our sort of newly constructed proposal, or a proposal that would detail sort of a newly constructed platform to house WPFW by way of a contingency plan. So I'll start out with bringing to your attention what was the original budget number for the new location. We had detailed a budget of $750,000 that would be required for a build-out to include the requisite amount of broadcast equipment that would allow for a fully operational station. What we've come up with as a scrubbed-down essentially a scrubbed-down broadcast platform that would allow the station to function fully operational on a temporary facility platform and would serve as, for a period of time, as a transitional platform that would allow the station the option of expanding at some point, moving, or even retaining as an auxiliary remote site location that could be used either for a backup facility, a special or a training facility, or a special events facility. But the key to all of this is that it would allow us to have a fully functional facility for the period of time to for a period of time that would allow us to raise the requisite level of funds that would provide for a more fully ticked out broadcast plan. So we have now set forth a budget that is $363,856.
Great.
And that comes in at less than half of what we have originally detailed as our on the original budget detail.
Questions? Hello.
How's Bill?
Mm-hmm. Can we ask questions?
I don't know. John, are you finished?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
So sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I think that we can ask questions, and I heard Kim and I heard Bill. So, Kim, you're first.
Okay, well, I'm going to make it real easy. I'm confused. What? I understand it was $750, now it's half of that. And what are we getting? What's the difference?
Well, we're getting a scrub down. We're essentially halving what we asked for, or what we detailed originally. We're getting $263,856 worth of broadcasting equipment, and another $100,000 that we've provisioned for the physical building and or reconfiguration of a physical property that we would build the studio out in.
Uh-huh. So what kind of stuff are you leaving on the table? What kind of stuff are you leaving behind?
Well, we're leaving behind 2.5 studios.
But this, you don't know what size you're getting yet, right?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, you haven't finalized the location yet, correct?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
We have not. But we're pretty solid on
There's a little background noise. Whoever's speaking in the background,
right.
Stop.
John, let me just say one thing. You know, we can talk, but we want to be very careful about numbers and contracts. You know, I can ask the question, and you can certainly not answer because we're getting too close to really, you know, contractual stuff where we don't want to go.
Yeah.
Okay, Kim, let's roll the stack a bit, and you know.
I'm done.
Okay, so Bill, you had a question. I'm going to put myself on the stack. Bill.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the information there. So the $750,000 changed to $363,000. That would change that one line item in the budget that's listed as moving expenses. Is that right?
Well, okay. Just as a point of information, what we asked WPFW for was not a revised budget, but a contingency plan if their ambitious fundraising to support
move
was not successful as planned. So this is not a revised budget. Just so we use correct language, this is a contingency plan if they engage in the efforts and are coming up short, substantially short. This is what they would do instead. Okay.
Right.
Continue
what
on.
What I meant was that you were not anticipating changing anything, any of the other expenses then. Is that right? I was wondering about things like the, I believe, rent that would be duplicated in two places for, was it 3 or 4 months, that sort of thing?
No, this is actually just the new broadcast platform, the new location.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I was just on the stack to say what I just said. So who else would like to
Jim?
Be on the stack.
Alex.
Anybody else? Okay, Jim and then Alex.
John, is if the backup plan was used for that $363,000, as money was acquired later, would the equipment in the temporary studio be upgraded so that a total of $750,000 was eventually spent? Is that what you're planning on doing?
Yes, yeah. To the extent possible, what we would be looking at is purchasing equipment that would be able to be moved, transferred, that would be able to be part of the more fully ticked out, built out platform.
So it's not like there's a temporary trailer set someplace, and then when you move to the new place, you're going to move everything in and then upgrade it. You're talking about putting this 363 in the new rental space or boss space?
The very thing, yes.
Will there be any loss in this transition? Or is there some things that are going to be just have to be given away or whatever, or sold?
I don't think anything major. No, I don't think any of the major or essential broadcast chain. There probably will be some, electrical and or IT connection that'll be lost. But the major pieces of equipment, consoles, the boards, the all of the storage and or I'm trying to think of what some of the other inventory is. The servers, all of that would be transferable. None of that would be lost.
Okay. You said there's about 2.5 studios that are not included in this.
Right.
Is there an expectation that those would be built out in the new space? Is that part of this increase from the 363 to 750?
Yep.
All I have.
Okay, Alex, I think you were next.
Hello?
Alex, are you there?
Maybe he's on mute.
Sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
I'm a little confused, and I hope you pardon me if my questions might seem repetitious. It's purely my own fault. Maybe I'm not understanding this. My understanding is you're saying that the build out cost for the new facility will be $100,000, and I'm wondering how you estimate that, because estimates I've heard for building out a new studio are much, much higher than that. And even if you're only building out one studio instead of 3.5, seems like a very low estimate. I don't,
Well, it is. There's no question. We tried to scrub it down as low as we could to create the best possible contingency. It certainly is less than ideal, and it will really just provide us, sort of a bare bones physical rooms. To lay this temporary equipment into. It is less than ideal. We could have easily raised it another $100,000.
So this will be just enough for providing like a master broadcasting studio, but we would not have any kind of studio space for producers preparing things in advance or anything like that?
None of that, no.
Yeah.
Is it feasible to run a radio station that way for anyone?
Well, I shouldn't say none of that. It would be less than ideal. It would be pretty Spartan, bare bones, but there are radio stations that run that way.
Hey, Tom. Might I add, I'm looking at the numbers. I know John doesn't have it in front of him, but this does actually call for what would be an on-air studio, a production studio, and small the production studio and the new studio would be small spaces, but it is built into this contingency.
And this is Bruce. Can I
add a point.
Sure.
I think to the way to phrase this, to hopefully, anyway, to clarify this, that this is a contingency plan to ensure that WPFW is on the air no matter what. So that the idea being that the budget we presented was, you know, what we need to move forwards, but the bottom line, if you will, is that we know what we're going to do in order to keep the station running no matter what. And I think that's how we saw the concept of a contingency plan. Is that,
right. And thank you.
And that's what we're trying to
present. That is absolutely true. Right.
So what you hear is not, this is not a plan that we would choose, that we would actually put forward in a budget and say this is how we're going to go forward in 2012. This is the emergency, I guess.
And let me extend Bruce's point. This allows us to maintain a level of operational integrity that satisfies our FCC requirements, that keeps the station fully functional on the air, and that provides the opportunity for transition while we're in the pursuit of other funds, but does serve as a placeholder until we're able to acquire the necessary funds to build out a more fully functional and permanent.
And that would have been the original 700 plus.
Well, sure. And the 750, I think I mentioned this. Even that is a scrubbed down figure. I mean, that is not the dreamscape by any means. Were we looking at something that was more closer to the dreamscape, we'd be looking at something just crossing over $1 million. But we tried to, in consideration that we have to raise this, we're committed to raising this money this year, we tried to be very, realistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, that's why you originally were presented the $750,000 figure, as opposed to presenting, something that was $1 million plus that is, I think, more to everyone's, if not expectation, certainly dreamscape for what a studio in Washington, D.C., representing Pacifica would be.
Alex,
just a follow-up. I have the PFW spreadsheet in front of me, although I'm not sure it's the latest or greatest. It's the latest one I could find. I'm just wondering where in that spreadsheet are the relocation costs found. I'm not quite sure where to look.
Bruce, why don't you go ahead and answer that, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Well, primarily that would be in there's a section, and I forget the exact title, but it's capital expenses I forget the title. I don't have it right.
Yeah, capital expenditures.
But it's sectioned off from the operational part of the budget, and it details.
Oh, I see. I see it.
Yeah.
It's called moving expenses. I see it.
That's primarily where those costs are found. There's actually some other things in there too, but that's primarily it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you done, Alex?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Just to sort of recap where we are and just throw my own 2 cents in there, I want to thank John and Bob and Bruce for their work. What I was looking for, speaking for myself and not for the committee, is I was looking for this, basically. I was looking for a plan by which, operations would be maintained if the plan, which I thought was actually pretty well developed and as well thought out as humanly possible, but if it didn't come to pass, and I think that you have done that, and I appreciate that. The part that's missing, of course, is having it in writing, which we are going to need.
What is the timeline or trajectory for that?
What would you require? How soon would you require it?
We would require, I think, just in terms of protocol, although I'm happy with the outline of what's been described here, that we would need as a committee to receive it in writing prior to recommending it to the PNB. The last day that we could do that would be September 15th. That's our last scheduled meeting at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the date by which we would need to have it in order to formally sign off. Is that doable?
Yeah, that is absolutely doable.
Okay, but I'm really glad to hear the outline of the plan and the numbers. I think it's, you know, what I was hoping to see. Okay, is there anything else on this from anybody?
Oh, Bill again.
Okay.
Okay, in terms of the schedule for it, I guess the other possibility, well, one possibility is you may not get enough money altogether during the year to do what you need to do, but the other thing is that you have some hard deadlines for when you have to be out of your current facility. And so what would you do if you don't have enough money by that date in order to do this bare bones type of operation? Have you considered that, or is that just a really remote possibility?
Well, I think in an extreme, very extreme scenario, yes, it's a possibility. We're currently holding a level of funding in the bank that would serve as, I think, as much as anything, a safety net.
Mm-hmm.
That would account for a substantial level of funding that would serve as sort of bedrock to the contingency plan. I'm confident that we would be able, by virtue of what we have saved, what we have, what we're holding, I'm fairly confident that we would be able to raise the rest. We're looking at July 2012 as the first sort of drop-dead deadline for us. That is when our lease expires. And so if we're required to move by that time or in front of that time, we'd be well on our way to being able to start building out the contingency plan in front of that date. That's something that I can lay out when we submit to you the written plan.
Yeah. This is Bruce. Can I add something to that, Tracy?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I understand Bill's question. I mean, it's a good question. It makes sense. But I don't know if we should, you know, take this, you know, too far when any of us make up our budgets. They are based on, you know, our most reasonable assumptions about, you know, revenues as opposed to expenses. It's always possible that at any station with any of our cases that things could just totally fall through and you don't have the money that you thought you were going to have. I mean, we're doing but I think the important thing is in our budget that we're showing, if you, you know, go back to our original budget as we presented it, you know, we show how we expect to, you know, meet the assumptions that we're making and meet the revenue needs that we have. And I think John just spoke to that, too, to some part. But I just want to emphasize that because, look, the worst nightmare is that nothing works and we don't have anything. But I don't think that's what's going to happen, and I don't know if we can, you know, build something into our budget that could somehow guarantee you know, against a worst case scenario. So, but I think we have presented, you know, a good plan for meeting our needs, and so I, you know, I just want to say that.
Mark Paul, is that?
Thank you.
Okay, Mark Paul, you're up.
Yeah. Okay. My understanding is that the July 2012 deadline is a self-imposed deadline, but the actual lease expiration is at the end of November 2012?
No, the actual lease is July 2012.
Okay, because we've gotten it two ways. Now we're hearing that it's the lease actually expires in July 2012. So
I didn't understand where you got the November 2012 lease expiration.
That's what we've been told previously.
That was the date, at least previously, that I had always been given by a prior general manager. That's what we were told, is that
Robert, we're working on a July 2012 lease expiration, are we not?
That's correct.
Okay.
Is that consistent with what you know, John?
That's exactly what I know, yes.
Okay.
That's consistent with what I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sounds good. So I think that we're all on the same page with where we are going from here. LaVarne, we had also mentioned, and I will just throw this out and you can respond to me here, whether or not there might be any contingency plan on the Pacifica front in terms of if extra financial support were needed, if there were any way to come up with any funds. I don't know if that's realistic or if you have any thoughts about that, but I will leave it out there.
This is LaVarne. Yes, we have. That's the project that we'll have to work with the general managers in terms of extra funds, because I can send you a copy of the means or efforts that we have looked at bringing extra funds, and so I can send you that along with my little the major things are the overall things in terms of, in order to you know, we have to maintain stability. We have to maintain financial solvency. We have to do the strategic budgeting and then mount these capital campaigns for these renewals. And then the details.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Campbell.
Yes, Campbell. Hi, and welcome to the meeting.
Hi. Yeah, I've been on a little while. It seems to me that if PFW doesn't have the funding, outside funding would have to be secured, and I don't know what I heard from LaVarne just now, except that, you know, we need to maintain financial stability, et cetera, and talk with the general managers. Now, I don't know about, you know, I don't think that they have any secret funds in their pockets. So it seems to me as though what we would have to do would be to seek an outside source. And that would be, I think, what would be relevant in terms of answers to the particular issue. And if anything's taking place along those lines, I think that would be more responsive to the question that you're asking, Tracy. Let me just raise a second point of concern, and that is that the budget that was submitted to the LSB had dollar signs in every column on every line, and had the cents, .00 cents on every line in every column. And that, it seems to me, doesn't help people to understand what's going on. But I think the first question really needs an answer. The second one's just a statement.
This is LaVarne.
Okay, Lauren, go ahead.
The issue of going to outside sources to raise funds, I think that was an issue that was floated 3 years ago, and it led to disaster. And that, you know, you cannot, you know, just to throw that out there is irresponsible. And that,
excuse me?
Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, I said to throw that out there is irresponsible.
Please, please don't interrupt each other.
Thank you.
LaVarne, continue.
Okay. And that as far as going out to borrow funds again, I think most people don't really understand what this foundation is and what the network is. We're a network where when we need funds, we can go to the listening audience and raise funds. I don't think that in most people can do that, and that's the way we're able to. That's how we're able to survive, and that's our history, and that's how we'll continue to survive is to raise funds that way. And the disastrous effect of 3 years ago, when you had these losses of over $2 million, and then last year a loss of $2 million, we have come to the point where we believe that we will have a small surplus in this year. And how we've done that? By the things I said, through management stability, by putting in strategic budgeting, and by actually producing results where we appeal to the listeners to support us. For example, I don't know if I mentioned this, last week KPFA and the National Office received two substantial checks. And the reason why people send that money to us, because they see that there's a change in the network. There is financial stability. Solvency is returning. So that's the way that's the history of Pacifica Foundation. And just to throw out there that we want to borrow money, it's just, again, it's irresponsible. So that's where we are. That's been our success. And that, if we want to, again, we don't want to use the failure model that we have used over the last 3 years, the other years. We want to use a model of success, and that's what we have done this year.
Tracy, is Campbell?
Yes, Campbell.
Yes, I don't appreciate insults, and I think that any business can run into circumstances where outside funding is necessary. We did not get that $1 million that was considered several years ago. So you can't say that anything resulted from the $1 million that we did not get. And what ended up being the case is what we had at the beginning of this year, and that's an alert from our auditor of a going concern question. And most businesses will look at the notion of external support to get back to right-size its operations as being a reasonable way to approach their business problem. It's been shown in Pacifica that if you make extended pleas to the members to support it, you get diminishing returns, and this can be very problematic and could sink a station.
Hey, this is Tracy for the staff.
LaVarne,
is there anyone else who wants to talk?
LaVarne.
Okay, LaVarne, but I'm going directly after you. Go ahead.
30 seconds.
Okay.
Our results July year to date for this foundation, our net surplus for July year-to-date is $572,874. The facts speak for themselves. This month in August, this past month, we had fund drives. Therefore, we're closing the month of this week. We'll be closing out the month. But we anticipate that with those fund drives, that our surplus should not have deteriorated in a large amount. In fact, should be about the same or improved somewhat. So those are the facts. We went from a loss of $1,975,000 in 2010 to a surplus through the first 10 months of $572,000. So those are the facts. That's all I have to say, the facts.
Okay. This is Tracy for the SAC. I want to take us back to PFW. That's what we're concentrating on here. This is sort of ranging into a much larger philosophy conversation. To be clear, the contingency plan that WPFW has laid out this evening does not involve requesting outside financing. It does involve using a scaled-down equipment model if needed, if they are unable to
reach the ambitious fundraising goals that have been set out in the plan for, shall we say, the full move or the desirable move. I think at this point I would entertain a motion that the National Finance Committee approves of the plan laid out by WPFW management as verbally described and looks forward to a written version of the plan to be received no later than September 15th. Maybe September 14th. Would someone be willing to put forward a motion that sounds kind of like
Chair.
That?
Madam Chair?
Campbell, I understand that you
I
object.
Think that's out of order. Isn't there a basic rule that these things have to be in writing?
We are requesting it in writing.
But then you're going to approve it before.
No, we are... Campbell, if you would listen to the motion, what the motion says is that we are encouraging them to proceed and put it into writing based on the verbal explanation that we have received. If that is not the will of the committee can vote it down.
Okay, fine.
But no, it is not an approval because, as stated, we can't approve it until we have it in writing. But we don't want them to go to all the trouble of writing out a plan if it, in fact, it is likely that we would not approve it because then they should engage in some other plan.
Bruce? Yeah, so I'll make, I'll make the motion that that prior to the next meeting of the National Finance Committee, which is September 15th, that management of WPFW send to the committee in writing the contingency plan is outlined to us tonight, and at that time, the National Finance Committee take up the issue of recommending to send the WPFW budget onto the Pacific National Board.
I think that's absolutely correct, except that our next meeting is technically the 13th, so we're asking for it by... John, do you want to commit to doing it by the 13th, or do you want that extra day?
We can do it by the 13th.
Okay, then let's do that. That sounds good.
Let me read what I have.
So, Paul, are you clear on Bruce's motion?
Yeah, let me read what I have. We all agree. The motion I have is that prior to the next NFC meeting on September 13th, WPFW management will send to the committee in writing the contingency plan as outlined to us, and at that time the NFC will take up the issue of recommending the WPFW FY12 budget.
Yeah. Okay, is there any discussion or are we ready to go to a vote? Okay, Paul, can you call the roll? Or let's do this. Are there any objections to the motion? Okay. Motion approved. Unanimously. Thank you, WPFW.
Madam Chair?
That's without objection.
I have to say without objection is not unanimously.
That's right.
It's
all
right. Objection.
Duly noted. You're right. The motion passes without objection. Thank you, WPFW.
Madam Chair, it's Ken Aaron on the call. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Ken. Welcome. And with that, I think we have completed that agenda item for now. We will take it up again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And John and Robert, you are free to do other things with your evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your time. Thanks so much.
All right. So we're moving the agenda on to item 4, which is just a quick update on the status of the KPFK and BAI budgets, which are the two that we will not be dealing with tonight. So, Paul, would you like to just give us a quick update on BAI's process?
Okay. First of all, I wish in our minutes we would make it WBAI. We call it BAI, but we should always write it down with all four letters. Anyway,
Somebody put, please, somebody put your phone on mute. We hear you. Okay.
Okay. Nothing really new since last time. I have not seen anything. I am at the computer. Let me, in fact, see if while we were on the call, anything new showed up. No. So as of this moment, we are probably looking at the 14th as the date. There had been a suggestion that we would try to have a meeting before the 14th. But I'm thinking now that it's Tuesday night and we're going to probably have to aim to do the 14th. And at this point, no one has said that we have a venue for it. So there is that.
Okay. Sounds pretty straightforward. So we're still planning to look at a WBAI budget on the 15th of September.
Right,
and remember,
right,
folks, that we are meeting next week twice.
And let me say also, since we brought it up last time, part of passing the motion and discussing it last time was that the WBAI local station board be unequivocally informed that the of what would happen should we not do it. And I did send that right after the meeting on the 23rd, and I posted the motion that was passed by the NFC, and I appended to it the following. The NFC wants to be very clear that this is the final waiver that we'll get. This is to the WBAI local station board. It's the final waiver that we'll get. If we on the WBAI LSB don't approve an FY12 budget by September 14th, then the NFC will take the budget and will deal with it, pass it on to the PNB, and the WBAI LSB will not have any more say in the approval of the station's FY12 budget. And then I say, I certainly hope we meet in time to do this. So I think it's very unequivocal, and I think everybody who read that understands it.
Okay. Terrific.
A question here?
Sure, Alex.
I was under the impression that the September 13th date for our meeting is, although that's the official date, it's kind of provisional if we decide for some reason we don't need to meet on 15th. If we do need to meet on the 15th, we probably don't need to meet on the 13th as well.
No, we do, because we have both KPFK's budget, and we will have PFW's, and we also have BAI. So we are going to have to meet on the 13th and the 15th, I believe, to get through all of that. And that is what we agreed upon last time. So I'm sorry, but at this point in time, since we still have four budgets to go and it's September 6th, I think both those meetings need to remain on the schedule. I can't imagine. I can't imagine doing three budgets in one meeting.
LaVarne.
Yes, LaVarne.
You know, we also will have to, we will review the National Office budget this week.
Thank you for that reminder. I can't wait. That is true. Okay. So for now, at least, I can't really see any way that we're going to be able to avoid the double meetings on the 13th and the 15th, and I hope that's all that we'll have to do. Okay, so the next item on the agenda is an update from KPFK. So, Kim, you want to tell us where things are at?
Well, the LSB passed our budget, and I believe Bernard is ready and able to present it next Tuesday.
Terrific. Do you think that because we got a PDF copy, and the PDF copy looked, you know, reasonable at least on the face, and there's a couple of questions that have already come up. Do you think you're going to have the full Excel document by then?
LaVarne, that's you. I'm not sure who's doing it. LaVarne.
This is LaVarne.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I received a copy of the budget. I'm sorry, I've been working on KPFA. Yes, I received the full Excel budget with all of the with the template, with all of the information in there that Bernard Duncan wanted in the budget. So So did I thought I sent it out the last time. Let me find it and send it out again, if not.
Well, I'm confused. My understanding is Bernard didn't work on the full. He just kind of made this one, like, 3 or 4 page budget.
Right. And then my understanding is that Anthony took that information and then put all the information in the template. Should I find it and I'll send it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm surprised I haven't been in this loop.
Hmm. Okay, let me find it. I'm going to put my phone on mute while I do this.
So
okay,
is
let's,
there
yeah.
any other information? I mean, this is, you know, is there any other information you need? Because this is the only other information that I would, I don't know, is there anything else? Because we'll work this out somehow, but. Out of my control as to who or what, you know, who or when this is going to be done.
Okay, well, I'm hoping it will be done for the 13th because otherwise we're going to get extremely jammed up.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Details of how are not, you know, not entirely are, you know, don't necessarily have to be worked out on the committee level.
Right. Right. I mean, if there's any other questions for the committee, I'll be happy to answer them. But this other stuff, obviously, I'll work out with whoever and keep you apprised. I'm pretty sure somehow we're going to be able to get it done by the 13th because it's just, you know, it's not the hard stuff. It's just
right.
mechanical. So
okay.
Any other questions from anyone? Okay.
No, we're going to keep you guys planned for the 13th.
Yeah.
It's Bill.
And and let us know if that turns out not to be
right
a good idea. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, did you already send the budget to us or?
Yes. I mean,
okay,
it wasn't
was
in
it
the proper form, but it's certainly readable.
Okay. Well, I'm missing it. Was it from you, Kim, or?
Yeah. I sent it via the email. And I sent it
last
probably...
Thursday. I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I did look at that. Okay. I've lost
right.
them. I've got so many spreadsheets open here. So, okay.
Yeah. It's not fancy, but it, you know, will give you the basic information. And any questions, please send them along.
LaVarne?
Yeah.
Yes, LaVarne. I'm looking at... never mind. Let me continue to look. I'll stop talking while I look at this. Okay, I'll get back. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, this is Ken to the stack.
You're up, Ken.
I also sent out a copy of that budget. I believe I've got the right one there. So with including past audited years and the estimate for 2011. With some graphs and the fund drive data and so forth that might be more elucidating on the validity of the budget. I hope everybody got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did send it out, and we've got it, and it will come into play when we discuss that budget, which will be next week. Absolutely. Okay. So with that, I think we have updates on BAI and KPFK. At this point in time, somebody needs to get off the phone and call the KPFA GM. He's waiting to hear from us. Arlene or LaVarne, can you attend to that?
I can take care of it.
Oh, this is LaVarne. Also, I have the budget that was sent to Bernard, to me, and to Kim on August the 29th.
Okay, LaVarne, just a second. Arlene, can you take care of calling Andrew Phillips?
That's what she's
he was
doing.
Waiting to be told when we were ready for the call. Okay, she's doing that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. So I have a copy of the budget that was sent on August the 29th. It was sent to Bernard, to me, and to Kim.
From who?
From Anthony.
I didn't receive anything from Anthony. I was the one that sent out the budget on the 29th. to you, Anthony, and Bernard saying, here's Bernard's, you know, budget. Can you put this in the proper format? Or can somebody put this? This needs to be in the proper format, but here is the approved, the budget that was approved last night at the LSB.
I'm sending this to everyone right now.
What?
Oh, those two, but here it is.
You ready? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm here. What's going on?
I don't know. I think we're waiting for LaVarne to do something, but I'm not quite sure what.
Oh, I'm sending the budget that Anthony sent to Kim and to Bernard and to me on August the 29th in the format with all of the...
What time did he send it? Well, if you send it to me, I'll be able to see.
Okay.
Well, if you could send that out, that would be great. It's good to hear that it's well in process, and that way we should have something to review for the 13th, which is good. So hopefully things are on schedule there. So with that, we are waiting for Andrew Phillips, but basically I think we're going to switch to the KPFA discussion. Once again, we have two budgets. They're closer together than they used to be, and that's good. Let's see what we should do here. Barbara, can you wait a second? And I will call on you in just a moment. So what we have is we have the budget that was sent out last week with the LSB changes that were made, and we have that in sort of a modified version. And then we have some new budget that developed today, which does not have the extra $300,000 in listener income, which is good. Which budget shall we start with? Okay, and there's the KPFK budget, which is good.
Bryson, can you identify exactly which budget?
Yeah, well, as usual, as usual with KPFA, this is confusing because people keep submitting new budgets over and over and over again. We now have three budgets. So since we have all the Excel attachments, I think we might be better off using this new third budget and making modifications from there. The new third budget does not include the much increased listener support figure.
Tracy.
So I think that it may be a little bit easier to start from there. It starts at 3.6 income, which is about where we need to be. There are some differentials there from what the LSB approved. If we want to use the LSB approved budget, then we need to go back to LaVarne's document, which is not a full Excel template. And then we also need to deal with the depreciation in the budget issue, which is something that needs to be talked about.
Could you just say who sent out the budget you want to look at and what time they sent it out? Because I have no clue as to which one you're talking about.
I know.
And the file name.
Yeah.
Tracy?
Mm-hmm. The document, which comes as close to the LSB-approved budget as anything does, was sent out today at 5:26 p.m. It was sent by me to the National Finance Committee at yahoogroups.com. Called KPFA August 20th with LSB changes.xls. The other document was sent out by the KPFA treasurer. It was sent out at 5:47 p.m. And that document is called KPFA FY12 preliminary budget 95-A prelim KPFA only.xls.